USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political turmoil for Democrats continues to grip the state of Virginia amid fierce calls for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo surfaces from his medical school yearbook in the 80s. There are allegations against the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, accused of sexually assaulting a woman 15 years ago. And now the Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to wearing blackface when he was a student in college. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
I'm shocked and incredibly disappointed. This has been an awful week for Virginia.
The U.S. is demanding Venezuela allow humanitarian aid to enter the troubled country as soldiers there have blocked a bridge to stop a shipment from entering. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A day after calling for bipartisanship during his State of the Union address, President Trump is now accusing House Democrats of what he calls presidential harassment. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Trump dismissing the investigations of him and his administration.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The president calling Democrat Adam Schiff a, quote, political hack, as the California Democrat is the House Intelligence Committee chairman. He announced the launch of a new investigation into President Trump's family finances. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne back in a hospital, reportedly suffering complications from flu. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee's wife and manager Sharon Osbourne saying on Twitter he was admitted to a hospital a few days ago as doctors believe that's the best way to achieve a speedy recovery. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
For the third time in the last 8 months, a Milwaukee police officer has been killed on duty. This time a 35-year-old veteran of the force was shot while executing a search warrant on the city's south side yesterday morning. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's filled with sorrow and also with anger.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for our city, for the Milwaukee Police Department, obviously for the family that's been affected. And we ask for your prayers.
A 26-year-old suspect's in custody. A federal appeals court granting an emergency stay of execution of a convicted murderer in Alabama over concerns about religious freedom. Dominique Ray claims the Alabama Department of Corrections is violating his religious freedom by not allowing a Muslim spiritual advisor to be present during his execution. The appeals court says it looks like Alabama has run afoul of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And Fiat Chrysler recalling over a 500,000 Ram trucks to fix a steering problem, saying a faulty steering component on some of the vehicles could separate and cause drivers to lose control. The recall includes Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups, along with 3500 Ram chassis cabs for model years 2014 through 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.